Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
So this is Fred Film Radio. I'm Niklas from the 70th Berlinale 2020 in Berlin. I'm sitting here with Ivan Ostrochowski, your second feature film, Servants, screened in the Encounter section. I also watched your first film, Cosa, also your first feature film. I feel this one was more into your documentary past, and Servant is a bit a step further to narrative cinema. Do you agree with that?
I agree, and it's also a reason because I don't want to try something new, because here like generation in Slovakia which study documentary film, a lot of guy Marko Škob and. Juro Leotsky and so guys, and we first every first films make like for like hybrid, and now I want to try something different, and we made film like this, like Servants.
When it comes to the story, to the motives of the film, what would you say makes Servants as much as Cosa a typical film for you? Let me maybe introduce the audience what the films are about. Cosa is like a social drama of a boxer who's actually fighting a bit for his existence in Slovakia, in the modern day Slovakia. And your second feature is now like a polit thriller based in a monastery in the 1980s in Slovakia. So I think actually that that your first film was gives a bit the impression of Slovakia that Western European people already had somehow, whereas your second film is really specific into Slovakian history. Would you consider yourself a chronicler of Slovakia kind of thing, or?
Yes, but I think so. It's important speaking what I with topic which I understand. I understand it's my reality, and I hope so. We made film which will be understandable for other countries and other culture. I think so. Everybody, we are humans, and everybody have fear or want something. And this film, it's about from film. It's about from. Based in communistic time, in the, during the socialism, but it's very universal. But because in every life you must choose, it's your life will be easy, and when you will be, budeš hrať podľa pravidel.
That you will be playing according to the rules.
Or not, then your life will be a little. It's not so nice like. In this other easier way, and this guy, these two main characters, you got it. I think this is you. You stop. Yeah, and these it's two friends which every this guy must choose the way. It's you will be collaborated with regime, or you have nice life, or easy life, easier life, or you go to against them. Your life will be more complicated. It's not about communism or Czechoslovakia or it's for every life.
I see. Let me talk about the form of the film, because I think you make a film set of a very strong cinematic language. What also combines both films to me, you have this beautiful frames that were always well timed and like little poems. Yeah. When you work with your cinematographer, do you already have these frames completely in your mind, or do you figure it out together with your cinematographer?
I change. I have a different DOP in this film and new film, but I learned with this my previous film with this main character was not actors, not professional actors. And I learned it's we must make emotionality for this person from like from landscape, from space, because this non-actors it's not possible. I don't wait this non-actors play like big emotion or something, and I want to construct this fear or this from picture, not from this like acting. It's like I choose more atmosphere or how long it's picture, and for I know this guy don't, it's not possible speaking too much dialogues. And
Is Bresson like an influence to you when it comes to precision and like being on point?
For me, I teaching film history in school, in university, and for me it's more important than old Czechoslovak films. Ivan Paser, this old from 60s. It is for like references. I think for this guy was more important Bresson. Like it's like Bresson, Czechoslovak, new wave, and me. Like this is the way. Like how I understand. Or what I like. You know Occam reason. If you have you choose. Že dá všetko preč, čo není potrebné.
You eliminate everything that is not required or needed.
Anyway, I think this ambition is very interesting to make films short and precise. Yeah. But is it thinkable that you will ever make a film that is like 3 hours? And if so, how it would look like?
It's very záleží od témy aj toho spracovania.
It really depends on the subject and the way how we would approach that subject.
And because when how you say this, Koza is different, this is different. Like next film, I want to using a very long shot, maybe 10 minutes, from pohybujúce sa kamera.
Moving camera, 10 minutes of moving camera. Long
shot. You already like planned to do so, or was
really?
It?
I see like 10 shots for 10 minutes. It will be 100 minutes.
Wow, okay. 10-minute shots. I really look forward to watch the film.
I also.
I remember there was the shot in the monastery that was always on the from the top on the yard. And I'm not sure if I count correctly, but I think it was 4 times, is it?
4 times. Yeah, I think so, 4 times. I have like a very artistic answer or a very realistic answer. I think it's always about we find location with it was possible shooting this, but I also in when you are in cutting room, you thinking why you put this in film. I think so it's like is not like God eye, but it's when you are like small person who is like že zrazu tak minimalizuje tých ľudí akoby v tej histórii, ako keby v tom že vlastne si nejaké malá figurka nejakej hre.
It makes the characters feel like small figures in somebody else's intention in somebody else's game.
If you play football and you have like small players and you, it's like it's something is like bigger, like you like this feeling from life when you have something small and this world and big and you are on small and somebody making with you, playing with you. It's like a secret agents play with this guy in film.
Would you say the film is also about people who are small, subjects that are small in compared to political and maybe also universal things going on?
It's you know, it's too many powers. It's God powers, political powers, economic powers. You can choose which you want, you know. It's like it's also when the servants, it's everybody serves for, he serves secret communistic regime, he serves God, he serves for money or for, I don't know, it's depends. It's not only, it's like when I, you direct in film, že je to vždycky mix nejaký, čo môžeš a čo by si chcel.
That directing is always a compromise between what you can achieve and what you would want to achieve. But that's the same thing in life.
I see. So maybe for the end of the interview, you want do you want to tell the audience what your next film is about? The 10-minute short long, as a 10 times 10-minute short long film that we are really looking forward to see.
I have like one idea which I see one times when I waiting somewhere, and in Slovakia, in a guy who buying hair from a poor girl and selling this hair for West, for I don't know, it's like it's a very weird situation. I waiting with Inkar, and front of me was a car not very expensive, and go girl from train, and guy put vahu na muku.
A scale for flour.
And making this lady have like this, give money and girls go to city, like without hair. It like crazy situation for me, I don't know, understand. And I have this in my head, I want to make film, because like metaphor, you že zoberieš z niekoho niečo, vlastne odnesieš to niekde inde, tam to niekto iný vlastne kus teba používa.
Yeah, the metaphor of somebody taking a piece of you and then taking it to another place and using for a very different purpose, like that was the metaphor that inspired Ivan to think of his new film.
Yeah, I totally see the point, yeah. So, then I say thank you for the interview a lot, and there was Fred FM, Niklas from the 70s Berlinale 2020 in Berlin. Fred FM, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.